Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How have you been? Hope you are doing good. Yes, I am doing good. I had a really, really busy week. It's one of those things. Being adult is the thing. And I did a few things this week that I am proud of, that is personal, and I made some people happy, which is good. I am just going to go into it. I'm going to get into it straight away. We as queer people are not here for your debate. It is not a debate stage. I am sick and tired of any time you see certain types of conversations. It's about, oh, gay people, gay people. I was scrolling somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And I saw this news or one of these blogs. And they said that somewhere, I think it's in Kano State, that same-sex marriage is now banned. And I'm like, why are you talking about same-sex marriage? I thought it's illegal to be gay in Nigeria. Why is this now a debate again? Queer bodies are not debate stages. Stop reducing us to arguments. The number of arguments I have had with people concerning who I am is mad. And sometimes these arguments are not even about them trying to find out or know anything or learn. It's about telling you how you are wrong, yada, 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 yada. Some of you are dusty and crusty and you don't have anything meaningful going on in your life. I swear, it boggles the mind. Honestly, I'm just saying this because I want to speak about how queer Nigerians and queer Africans generally are constantly reduced to topics instead of being treated as people. And this doesn't even happen only on TikTok lives, on social medias. This happens at churches, everywhere, literally. I remember somebody telling me something about them going to somewhere. I think it was a church and someone was preaching and they had my picture and they were talking about my video or something. And I'm like, what the hell? You debate about us in family gatherings. Everyone wants to debate about our existence like we are some form of school subject or theory. My dear, we are the light. We are life. We live. We are human beings. We are people. It is about humanity. Having debates about us and what we should do and how we are not supposed to be humans and how we are not valid or how you are not proud of us does not change the fact that some of you are living in denial. And you think that by being homophobic and doing all of these things is going to absolve you from being a queer person yourself. My dear, get a grip. Get a grip. No, I don't have the power to tell you to stop because no matter what we say, you're still going to continue to move mad because it's like pouring water into a colander or a basket because that is never going to change anything. But for the ones who are ready, the ones who want to unlearn some of the nonsense that they've learned, I am here to talk and give you the knowledge and say the things that I know. And let you know that, please, we are humans. We have blood running through our veins. The thing is that some of you like to dissect us like objects of controversy. You say things like, it is not cultural. Queer people are not cultural. This is not what happens in our place, in our country, in our society. It is un-African and things like this. You just like to debate nonsense. And you are debating nonsense. You forget that we are humans, we have emotions, we have feelings. At the end of the day, God created everybody. We have as much right as you. So reducing us to unnecessary debates does not change anything. It doesn't help anybody. And I want to let you know that we are humans. We are living. We are loving. We breathe. Please stop using us as your point of political agenda and your debates and things like this, because it is not helping anybody. And I am going to let you know something here. If you have a queer child, make sure that you love them. Make sure that you love them. Our life is not an academic exercise. Our body is not your battlefield. And people forget that when you are speaking to us, everyone is not strong. It is not a good thing to have people talk about you all the time, disrespect you all the time, tell you that you are wrong all the time. It is not everyone, everybody, literally, because I'm saying it is not everyone, everybody, everyone, what am I saying? Everyone does not have it in them to withstand hate, to withstand constant insults if someone is always talking about you, especially if it is something negative, that can have a mental toll on people. That is why you see a lot of gay people try as much as possible sometimes to distance themselves from certain types of relatives, from people that bring them horror. Okay? In the Nigerian context, literally the whole of Africa, churches, parliament, TV panels, debates, and I have seen this in situations where people talk about homosexuality. I remember one time I was scrolling through my YouTube channel and a Ghanaian TV channel came up. I don't want to mention the TV channel. And they were talking about homosexuality. The way they were debating about this, it just feels like homosexuality does not exist in Africa. It is something that only happens abroad. And somebody amongst them was telling them that, do you know how many famous people in your country who are of the community? And the way they were acting was very wild. I just watched that for a bit and then I just said to myself, I'm not going to do this to myself. Because one thing I have learned is that I have learned how to preserve my energy when it comes to things like this. And debating about people in the context of you reducing them to nothing, like me that is on TikTok, right? The debate on my TikTok sections is dissecting you as if you are a case study. It is horrible. And I have videos that are like 1.9 million views, 1.8 million views, and things like this. And the comment section is vile. And some of them is just about debates about how I'm shameful, how my backside is leaking, how I should wear diaper, how I don't want to have children. There's just so many things there. And of course, there are things there that are good with people who are defending and fighting our cause, right? But I feel like as a people, we have allowed religion to brainwash us and we don't really ask any questions. Let me tell you, there is violence in this. It is violent. When your humanity is up for debate, you are already losing because you lose mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. Debates like this normalizes violence by treating our lives, and when I mean our lives, I mean queer lives, as optional or questionable. You're questioning who we are. You are saying that who we are is not important, that we do not matter. We are not valid. You are questioning why someone is on the face of the earth. As a society, we as African people that always try as much as possible to say, oh, it is about family, it is about love, family is sacred. Love your brothers and sisters. We are a community. When it comes to queer people, you forget all of these things. You say to us that this is not something that happens in your family. We don't want you around us. You are evil. We don't want you here. What this then does is that people start to be violent towards you. They start to hate you. That is when you get attacked, when you are on the street. This is not a place to be for someone that did not create themselves. We are born this way. We did not choose to be queer. We did not choose to be LGBTQIA+. I never chose to be this way. I was born this way. And you questioning who we are is horrible. It's inhumane. Can we just check your hypocrisy? Can we just check your hypocrisy? Because you lot are hypocritical. And the reason why I say this is that nobody debates if straight people deserve to marry or exist. Nobody argues if Yoruba men, Igbo women, or Hausa traditions are legitimate. But queerness, constantly, absolutely constantly, you dissect us. You talk about us. You say that we don't have the right. That is why I referenced the thing I was talking about this governor in Kano State that I saw that says that same-sex marriage is not allowed in the state. In Nigeria, it is not legally binding, right? So why are you talking about it, for instance? The problem we have as a people is that we don't practice what we preach. A lot of you are hypocritical and you should check yourself about that. I don't know if I should say that colonization has anything to do with this, but let's just look at it through a colonial lens, an angle. Awareness is framed as Western. What does it equal to? Deliberate erasure. Okay? They brought us their God, their laws, their shame, and now they act like it's ours. Something like this, right? So literally, when something comes to you by way of colonization, which homophobia came to Africa, through colonization. Now, it is as if this thing is something that happens in Africa. That is why you see people who will say to you that homosexuality, queerness, LGBTQIA+, is not something that happens in Africa. This is something that is Western. But you worship God. You read the Bible. You wear Western attires. You eat some Western food. You have Western education. But homosexuality is something that you frown upon. And the thing is that sometimes when you speak to certain people that are not from Africa, they'll be like, that thing that happens in Africa, homophobia is so rife there. But homophobia was brought to us and our people have taken it to a different level. And some of the countries where it used to be illegal for you to be gay and marry as a gay woman, as a trans man and trans woman and things like this are okay for you to be gay. But my people refuse to let go. Instead, they are making it worse. That's why you see countries like Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, and a lot of African countries ban same-sex union. That is why people will see you on the streets of Lagos and look at you and say, oh, you are acting like a woman, and they will start attacking you. And sometimes the one that even makes me angry is when women do it as well. I refuse all of this nonsense. I refuse for you to make us look like we are not who we are. I refuse for you to make us less than, for you to say that we are not who we are. We are not your debate stage. We are not here to prove anything. We are here to live, love, and shine. We refuse all of this nonsense. Stop doing it to us. We are here to live, to be fabulous, to be amazing, to be wonderful. We are not here to be your object of nonsense that you do. We are not here to be the object of your ridicule. We are the light. We are here to shine. And we are doing all the things that is required on this earth. We have invented things, technology, fashion, all of it, mathematical theories and everything. I don't understand whenever people are talking about queer people, all you think about is sex, sex, sex. You don't think about the things that we've done, the amazing things that we continue to do. The inventions, you don't talk about those things. And that is why some of you will come to me and you will say things like, you are spreading homosexuality. This is something that you are teaching our children. You don't teach anybody to be gay. You don't teach anyone to be queer. And I want to make it clear to you, we are not here to prove any fucking thing to you. We are here to live fabulously, love amazingly, and shine like a bright diamond. Like the bright light that we are. Queer bodies are not up for negotiation. We are not questions to be answered. Do you hear that? We are answers that already exist. Before you and I existed, queer people have always been here. They existed before your father, before your grandfather, before your grandmother, before your older ancestors, and we will continue to exist, whether you like it or not. I want to let you know that we as queer people are amazing. We are wonderful. We are everything that is fabulous. And may I let you know, stop debating about us unnecessarily. If you actually listen to us, you are going to learn a lot. And I want to leave this with you. Ask yourself as a queer person, where in your life are you still letting yourself be treated as a debate topic? If there's anywhere, anyhow, any place, do not let anyone treat you less than. Do not allow anyone debate about you unnecessarily. Next time someone tries to debate your existence, walk away. Save your breath for those who actually see you. Save your energy. I say this all the time. Preserve your energy. Don't be going into debates and arguments with people who are good for nothing, with people who don't know their left from their right, because there is no need for that. Okay? I am going to leave it here with you. Continue to know that you are not wrong. You are amazing. You are fabulous. I have been Charles, and this is Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. I shall see you in the next one.